morning. We started a new series called Branded. There we go. We started a new series called Branded. And last week, we talked about the relationship between Peter and Jesus. And this was a relationship in which, after the resurrection, was fractured. And it wasn't fractured from Jesus' point of view, it was fractured from Peter's point of view. And Jesus had told Peter that he would deny him three times, and Peter is like, I would never do that. That's not who I am. I am so on fire for you. Nobody could tear me away from you. And then that evening, he denied him three times. And then he dealt with that shame, he dealt with that guilt, he dealt with that pain, right? And Jesus confronts them. They're having dinner, they're sitting down, and this is the resurrected Jesus too, which is just unbelievable to sit down and have dinner with somebody that you saw die in such a gruesome way. And he asked them three questions. And I implored you as a church to think about this in terms of your relationship with Jesus. And those questions were the same question three times. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And my hope is this week that you had an opportunity that in these moments of living our life, that you heard God audibly say to you, do you love me? And not in a way that, that will just crush you and manipulate you and just force you into something, but to make you understand to slow down that my life matters of how I live it. And am I living in a way that shows my Savior, my Creator, my Redeemer, that I love Him, right? That it's meant to be intimate, that it's meant to be the most intimate relationship ever. And not only that, he calls us from that point, like, if you do love me, you'll what? You'll feed my sheep. You'll take care of my sheep. You'll take care of this, right? And this is awesome. Like, I love this. He says, take care of each other and love each other. But I think this is also meaning, too, the neighborhoods that you live in, the people that you're around, the people that you work with. Listen, you have a job. You probably have people that you connect with. And there is such a greater mission than just a paycheck. There's such a greater mission than just being with people that you live next to. And it's the response to this question is, do you love me? And how you live that out with them. Well, this morning we're going to talk about something that without this part of our relationship, we wouldn't be able to do the I love you parts, right? Which is prayer. We're going to talk about prayer this morning. And more specifically, hold on, contemplative prayer, right? I know in my relationships, in my world that I growing up, I've had to learn that my relationships that I have don't circle around just me. Do you understand what that means? Like, it is easy to build relationships, and when you build those relationships, it is contingent upon how they treat me, right? And if they don't treat me well, if they don't invite me places, they don't, like, include me in things, or they don't take considerations of my feelings and how I feel, right? Then it is easy to go, I'm done. I don't need that person in my life, right? As I've grown and as I realize the world doesn't revolve around Ben Alexander, and I will tell you, it took a couple of years, and it was probably last week that I figured it out, right? And I'm still trying to figure it out, which I think a lot of us are still trying to figure out. This world doesn't revolve around us. In fact, if I love God, guess who the world revolves around? God. And it's such a power struggle to go, but God, I want this for me, right? And as God comes in and he starts to gain rights to your heart and gain the throne of your life, he starts to show you, no, this world isn't about you. In fact, there's a world outside of this that needs me so bad that I want to use you in a way that is never going to be about you. What? That's not easy. In fact, that's not fun, and it pulls you out of your comfort zone. It pulls you out of the life in which that is so easy that we build up, right? I look at my world. I have a great world. I love the world I live in. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love going on Friday nights to football games right now. It's a built-in date night for me and my wife. We just sit in the bleachers and just we pawn over our kids. We pawn about our future. We pawn about our week that we just had. Like, it is such a fun time, right? And I'm very, very guarded of that time, almost to the point like, we sit in the bleachers, and I'm hoping nobody sits next to us, right? And not in a way of, like, I'm a massive introvert, and I just can't stand people. That's not it at all. It's just this moment, and, like, this is a special moment between me and my wife, and I love it. And we even talked about when we don't have a kid in the football program, are we going to still go to games? And she, like, I was all about it. And she goes, well, if it's really cold, if it's rainy, if it's an away game, no. Right? I'm like, where's the commitment? Right? But those are my worlds. And I start to think about in the relationship with God, and he comes in and goes, hold on, I need you to expand your world. I need you to expand the thought process of where you're going with this. Yes, that's good stuff. But with God, he calls us to be so much more. In fact, to include people in that moment would be good. Would be healthy. And I start thinking about our relationship with God, and when it talks about prayer, when we talk about prayer, and our first thoughts with prayer is about me and God, right? And how what I bring to the table to communicate with God. Now I want us to read some scripture first. You find this in Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then the Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And I want to talk about this posture of prayer. Now, I've heard of people having a closet, and that closet is just their prayer closet. Now, growing up, I thought, that's a weird thing. Just me? Okay. So all of you have got prayer closets, and you're just going and hiding in that closet during the day, all right? Anybody? Anybody build a prayer closet? I'm not trying to make you the weird one, right? In fact, if you do, I'm thinking, man, you're way ahead of the game, right? But what I think for us to understand is not so much that we need to go to our house, empty out our closet, and go, okay, this is just the time where I have special moment with God. Nobody else can see this, right? I'm not telling you to do that, but if the Spirit of God is telling you to do it, right? If you need to build another piece onto the house, Logan, right? Build another prayer closet, right? But what I'm saying is this. This is about being in a posture of prayer with God. And it's not about anything else in this world, in this moment. And it changes how we approach the throne of God, all right? And we go through this journey of prayer. And I believe many of us start out with this mentality, this idea, and this way that we pray. It's just me and God. And me comes first. So what I need, what I desire, all these things. So like instantly, my petitions, my wants, my desires, the things that I don't want, the things that I'm going through, the things that is not fun in this world. Can you fix these things? Which is legit. It is a common thing. And I'm not telling you right now not to do that. But I think within the relationship with God, I think that we have a tendency to stop at that. Right? We lay all our wants and all our desires and all our needs and everything. Like, we want you to change our family. We want you to change our neighbors. We want you to change the nation. We want you to protect Israel. We want you, like, we have all these wants. We have all these desires, and we lay them at your feet. And then sometimes we go, man, God answered. Or we go, God doesn't hear me. And he hasn't fixed it. He hasn't changed it. And what did I do to do this? Why doesn't he love me? Right? And it's easy to settle in a relationship that is very one way, especially with God. Especially with God. Almost to a point that, like, this is the, if your relationship with God is just this, if it's just me and God, if me comes first, I tell you what, this might as well just be a genie in a bottle for you. And the moments that you pray is just going, all right, is he going to give me what I want? Do I have my three wishes today? Now, I'm being kind of harsh about it. God wants to hear what you're going through. Now, we already know God knows what you're going through. God feels what you're going through. God embraces what you're going through. But he also definitely wants to hear it from you. The problem comes when we just stay in this moment, right? And just go, okay, amen. I just dumped off. I had my moment with God. I'm good. Right? And it's easy within relationships when somebody doesn't hear you, doesn't acknowledge you, doesn't answer your prayers, you start to go, man, God just does not care about me. Right? Now, I want you to draw you back really quick to what it means to be branded. Right? To understand where we're coming from this sermon series, what it means to be branded. Right? And I talked about last week, if we all decided, if I hired a tattoo artist and they stood out in the lobby and said, are you committed? Are you willing to follow God? Do you love me? Right? And if you do, are you willing to put, I'm a follower on your forehead? Right? Ridiculous, right? But what I'm saying for how ridiculous that sounds is, we should live as if we have that on our forehead. That we are branded followers of Christ. Right? Now, today what I'm going to talk about is continually having to return to God to have that imprinted back on us daily. Moment by moment, almost going, okay, I need you, I want you, please, right? And the next one for our relationship with this idea is God and me, right? And this is an awesome stage. This is a cool part of prayer, because this turns into, God, what do you want from me? How are you going to use me? I think for my own development, as I walked in this posture of prayer, when I walked through that relationship, man, I was waiting for the Moses moment. I was waiting for the Noah moment. I was waiting for this moment to come audibly to me and give me all the instructions and how I was going to save the world for God. Anybody? And in this moment, I'm like, God, just give me the answer. Give me what you want from me. Give me the tools in which to be this branded follower that you have called me to be. I am totally bought out. I am sold for you. Please, God, just give me the answer. Right? Anybody? Even having conversations, those moments that you've had conversations, you want them to know the same God that you know. You want them to believe the same God you believe. You want them to know that Jesus died on the cross for you. And so in this argument, in this discussion, in those moments, you're begging God, just give me the answers to change them. Right? Like, this is good stuff. And there's times that I believe if we're truly connected and we're truly understanding who God is and we've been in this moment that is spirit-led daily, I think there have been moments in my life that I have said things in people, that I've shared things with people that I know when I step away, I'm like, where did that come from? That was never in there. I'm not that bright. Like, I don't have that. Like, and it wasn't about winning an argument. It wasn't about, like, any of that. It was about sharing who God was and how God saw them and how God could change them and how God wants to be with them and how God wants to restore them and all those things. And it was redemptive, right? And that's the God in me part of that prayer, right? And it's easy to stop there. Because we got a mission, we got a vision, we got an understanding. And sometimes it's frustrating because a lot of us don't have the Noah moment. We don't have the Moses moment. We don't have the direct call like, okay, go lead my people. Okay, go build a boat. Some of us are like, especially men. Like if we were just told, just give me a blueprint and I'll go. But if you leave this to my own devices, good luck. Right? Okay, some of us, all right. But if you're given a blueprint, it just makes it so much easier. But this is the reality with God. God doesn't have a bunch of Noahs. He doesn't have a bunch of Moseses. You know what he has? He has a lot of people in the background that you will never know in Scripture that had a huge impact for today's world. And why? Because they were willing to live in this moment of God and me and go, I will do it. I'm a good and faithful servant for you, and it's not about me, and I'll do whatever you've called me. And it's just maybe praying for somebody. Maybe it's just taking food to somebody. Maybe it's just being a smile to somebody. Maybe it's being the best tip for the worst service. God in me understands God comes first. And it's easy to go amen after this. It's so easy to go amen after this. But I think for us this morning, this is the desire of the posture that I hope that we get to, that we understand, and maybe you are already there, that the only thing I walk into that closet, that moment, that understanding, that the only thing that matters is God. And I don't expect anything out of God. I just want to be in the presence of God. This morning we have... I've had a song just gnaw at my heart. I heard it one time, I lost it, and I searched and searched and searched. Luckily, I found it again, and they're going to play it this morning. And it's called, what's it called? Nothing Else. I'm human, all right? I'm going to have us listen to it, and this is what I'm hoping, that you can hum along if you want to, and this isn't about whether or not you like this song or not, if Ben's off his rocker. What I want you to do is listen to the lyrics, and hopefully they'll be on the screen this morning, because I just gave it to him this morning, all right? I give mass props to those who work up there. They couldn't, like, if I ask it, man, they make it happen for the most part, and it's awesome, right? But my desire this morning is that you hear the same message that I heard in this song. If you got it, go for it.
When I've just gone through the motions, I'm sorry. when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we start. I open up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence.
Wow. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having this posture daily, where it's written on your heart that all you want is Jesus? That all you want is a relationship with your God. That all you want is to be in His presence. Like the world just evaporates. The problems, the worries, the frustrations. Man, let me read you something real quick. I don't have it on the slides, but it flows so well. This is from Philippians. It's 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God will transcend all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Imagine the intimacy in this moment of knowing that God is God, and He invites you, wants you to be in this relationship with Him so He can embrace you, so you can embrace Him, and that you can have this without anything else. Listen, every relationship you have comes with strings. Everything, like one moment it can be great, and the next moment it is devastated, right? This one, He just wants to love on you. And imagine daily sitting and embracing that. Sitting and acknowledging it. It will brand your heart in a whole different way. You will approach the world in a whole different way. That holy moment just doesn't stay in that moment. The cool thing about that is if you have that posture of prayer, you have that moment where you spend with God, and you acknowledge that God is so big, and you go, God, I want to be in your presence and be in awe of you, and that's all that matters. All my requests I've already played at your feet, all these worries that I have put at your feet, the desires that I have in my heart I've put at your feet, now I just want to be in your presence. Imagine getting to that point in your prayer and stepping outside of that holy moment and going, where now? I think a lot of us, and I am one to blame too, have searched for our moments to be filled up spiritually once a week, maybe twice a week, and we are codependent upon this service. We're codependent on a Wednesday night service. We're codependent on Bible studies. And the whole time it is laid out in front of us, if we just spend time with God daily, that tank, that spiritual tank that we are so drained of, so frustrated about, and not knowing what God wants out of us, and we're waiting for our pastor to bring the enlightened word, and you know, it was either brought in or it wasn't. I'm going to let you know, God doesn't want that kind of relationship with you. He loves you so much, He desires every day a moment where it is just you and Him. He wants you. You need Him. You hear the difference? He wants you. And you need Him. That's amazing. It's amazing that He's willing to meet you. And this is what's also, he wants it done in private. He wants it done so nobody else can see. He wants it done so it's not about you and it's not about this moment for everybody else to see. It's not going, hey, I've entered my closet and I'm putting a Facebook status, hey, I won't be back because I got this moment that I'm going to spend with God. So everybody know, don't disturb me during this. It's, my phone's on silent. If you can't get a hold of me, it's not about that. It's not about our righteousness. It's not about us. It is all about God and spending in that moment and whether or not we walk out of that moment going, I'm ever changed, or we just walk out of that moment and like, God is good. It's about God and having a posture that is all about God. Nothing else. I tell you what, it's so freeing to come into this moment and not have an agenda. It's so freeing to come into this moment and just sing the songs no matter what, and it's directed to my Maker and directed to my Creator, directed to my Savior, and it doesn't matter what song it is all just being lifted up to Him anyway. Right? Branded means deeper relationship daily with God. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. But this is meant to be the Spirit whom those who believe in him will later receive." Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. To be branded, you must be rooted in a permanent and intimate relationship with the incarnate Word. And if you see something, that word is capitalized. Do you know who that is? Jesus. Jesus. And you need to find there the source for these words. Advice and guidance. See, when we have this posture, man, it changes our life. It gives us the answers. It gives us the mission. But it also fills up that spiritual tank that's so empty sometimes. We are so anxious and worried. We have a world that's corrupt. We have a world that's falling apart. Like it could just be overwhelming, right? Imagine only spending 1 week with the person, 1 day a week with a person that can relieve that. We are missing out. And I guarantee you, like, by Wednesday or Thursday, you guys are like, why isn't the weekend here? Right? Maybe by Monday. Right? I'm done. Right? Imagine Monday morning you wake up and the first thing you do, oh, man, I'm spending my alone time with God. I can't make it through work. I can't make it through life. I can't make it through these things with being filled up with the Spirit to share joy, to share love, to be like, yeah, I'm going to keep preaching love, and I'm going to keep preaching grace, and I'm going to keep preaching these mercy, and I'm going to keep preaching these things, because guess what? We are the ambassador to these things. And a world needs to know there's hope. Because they're being fed everything else that it's... At some point, everything's in a turn, and it's in a fall because we are banking on the humanity to make it good. We don't bank on humanity. We bank on God, and He's the hope, and guess what? We are called to go out and bring that hope, but it's so easy when we have the wrong message to bring, yeah, you're right, it's end times are here. Oh, you better get right. Right? It's on you. I'm going to tell you right now. No. The more that we have a posture with God of prayer, He's putting on us to go out and be the joy and hope and love, mercy and grace that the world needs to hear and see and be a part of. It is so hard to do this alone. It's so hard not to do it with the Maker and the Creator. I implore you daily, and I'm challenging myself. Last week, I implored you to live in the moment, listening for, do you love me, right? This week, I'm asking you, Love him. Love God daily. Spend time in a posture of prayer that's alone, maybe in your car, maybe in the bathroom, maybe just spend that moment that is holy because you are focusing on God and you don't expect anything out of it. This is what's amazing. You just expect to be in the presence of God. That's my charge this week. To be branded, and it doesn't take anybody else to feed that hunger. It just takes you saying, yes, I'm going to be in this moment with him. I'm going to listen. I'm going to embrace. I'm going to love God for who God is. Church, stand with me. When Jesus was speaking, and he said these words about prayer, he added, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us today our daily bread. And forgive us of our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Church, may we embrace that prayer. May we go in the presence knowing that Jesus desires a relationship with you personally. May you be branded in a way that you are excited to be with him daily. As life gets busy, as the worries start to pile up, maybe acknowledge that my God is bigger than those things. If you feel anxious and stressed, maybe you need to take some moments that are holy between you and God and just listen. May you find those moments this week. Go in his peace.